You are now listening to Messy Mac Radio.
Welcome to Messy Mac Radio.
Mess didn't know it was her turn. I'm Lulu. What's going on with y'all? Thank you guys for listening and tuning in to another episode of Messy Mac Radio. Whether you're listening to us in the morning while you're getting ready for work, on your way to work, on your way to bed, whatever you're doing, make sure you get some head.
Girl, we ain't put my baby at the beginning.
I know. I'm going to go back and edit that.
Yeah, so what we talking about tonight?
Tonight is going to be a fun night, man. We've been having some serious, serious conversations lately, and we ain't got to have fun. We ain't did a get on with that shit in a minute. And, you know, we know y'all miss us being silly. We had to get serious. We get serious. We get silly. We get stewy. We get stupid. R.I.P. to Mac Dre. But we just going to kick it off with the biggest story of the day. Nicki Minaj.
Yes, has said that she is going to retire and focus on making her family. Mm-hmm. She wants to retire and go ahead and be Mrs. Petty. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I congratulate her on that. I've been saying that she needs to retire and have her some
But say what else she was saying, though. I've been saying.
Nigga, you said she ain't lyrical and she's a trash rapper. I don't like how she say bitches is her sons and I don't. And she like to play the victim. But you said she a trash rapper. Why are you trying to throw me under the bus?
She is.
She ain't a trash rapper.
She is.
She can rap.
She is.
I just, you know.
She's a trash rapper, but I have, ever since I started listening to, you know, Queen Radio, her podcast, because we have a podcast, like, I start liking her as a person, and then just, you know.
And I don't like her as a person.
See, so that's where we can agree to disagree.
Yeah, because talented, yeah, but I don't like how she play victim.
We can agree that we do want her to be happy.
Yes, I want her to be happy.
And get pregnant, have a beautiful child. Your man's fine.
He love her.
He love the shit out of her.
He the goat is what they saying on the internet. Because he didn't marry that and got her to retire. She ready to have some kids. She ready to bust that thing open. Mm-hmm. And I mean literally busting them kids out. Unless she going to get a surrogate.
Right. Because he don't play about Miss Minaj. Because he going to bust some heads out here. You know what I'm saying? Get your head bust. Fuck. But yes, congratulations to Nicki Minaj, her husband, and her soon-to-be inseminated child.
Her baby daddy. You know, there's a meme going around, like, the most ghetto-ish shit I did is give me a baby daddy. congratulations to Nicki Minaj, a.k.a. Mrs. Petty.
Yes, with the R.S., so, as you guys know, today was the day that Nipsey Hussle's collaboration with Puma, with his Marathon clothing line, dropped and sold the fuck out in 10 minutes.
Yep, 10 minutes.
10 minutes.
And I was so upset because I had said this morning, like, I'm going to get on there and I'm going to buy something. I even seen what time it was going to be.
She should have set the alarm for that.
I couldn't because guess what? I was doing some major moves and totally forgot. Handling business for about 4 hours straight. I get home, I'm like, fuck. I get on there and say sold out. I say, oh my God. Oh my God. I almost wanted to fucking cry.
So let me ask you a question. Before Nipsey Hussle passed away, did you see a lot of sold out on his Marathon clothing website when you order clothes? Because I still, you know.
I didn't see a lot of sold out on there.
Mm-hmm. So my next question posed is this. Are you a firm believer in people being worth more dead than alive?
Well, that's already obviously. I mean, even normal people are worth more dead than alive.
Because I'm just thinking about how he just made Puma rich in 10 minutes.
Well, he just made his organization rich in 10 minutes.
Yeah,
because you know they said all proceeds is going to his non-profit organization.
Mm.
So that's what they claim. But I do believe if people have life insurance, yeah, most of them are more valuable dead, and that's just normal people. If you work a regular 9-to-5 job and say you're making $15 an hour, but your life insurance is $100,000 and you die, somebody gonna pay 10 to bury you and come up on 90,000. Well, guess what? You was worth more dead than alive, because making 15, you barely making 30,000 a year.
Ooh, that might hurt a few people's souls.
So that's just being honestly. So in general.
Talk to her like that.
I'm telling you, so literally in life, you know, most people, if you paying for insurance and you got, if you working a 9-to-5 and you making 15 and under, even just making it a little bit higher than that, you still worth more dead than alive when it come to that. But I get what you mean. I feel like people show more love when people are dead than they are alive. Because some people didn't even know him.
Because they still want that Michael Jackson game on the Wii.
Don't start. Hey, he's one of the best to ever do it. I ain't gonna start.
Since we already talking about him, let's talk about 50 Cent saying that Chris Brown is better than him and his daughter Paris checking the fuck out.
Yes,
of
let's.
It's 11-11. Make a wish.
Coming straight from the shade room. We need to get on the shade room. Let's pull this up, because what 50 said was basically, he ain't never seen. He said, all I'm saying is, I ain't never seen MJ come out like this, talking about a performance. And Paris Jackson said, Super Bowl 1993, true legends don't need to exert outrageous amounts of energy just to grasp your attention. Stillness, my friend, stillness. More power in stillness than you can probably understand. And I say this with zero shade to Chris. I love him dearly. This is just for you.
I love 50. You, Chris.
She read the fuck out of him. And I love Chris Brown, too. He's a great performer, but
he ain't better than Michael Jackson.
I feel like 50 was out of line for that. And I fucks with 50. I love
him. Where you think Chris Brown get his ideas for making these movies-ass videos? Michael Jackson was the only person doing it.
You know, and I may say a lot of fucked up shit about Michael, but what I can't take from him is that he's one of the best to ever do it. A fucking legend. And not saying Chris Brown won't be, but yeah, it's no comparison. No. He grew up looking up to Michael Jackson, wanting to be him. So you can't compare that at all. So.
Not at all. And can't do it, 50.
It's a no.
It's a no.
Better get on with that shit.
Get on with that shit, 50.
For real. Shit.
Got Paris Jackson fooled up.
For real. She came out stepping for her daddy. She stepped. He probably about to be talking shit on his page. He gonna be talking shit. He gonna say she owe him money by Monday. Just for coming at him, watch.
She better hope she don't.
She gonna be like, I'll buy and sell your ass. Because you know she rich.
It's a motherfucker. Her brothers. Their grandmother. Their aunt.
Wow.
They all some rich motherfuckers over there in the Jackson house.
Yep. Ain't it funny how they all look alike? They must all went to the same surgeon.
Yeah, like, I need that nose you did, that third nose you did on Michael. That's the one I want to get and stop there. Because Janet Jackson is fucking beautiful. Oh, my God. You can tell she had work done, but she still... Hold on. Why are you sitting there silent?
I'm
you don't think
listening.
Janet Jackson beautiful?
I think she is beautiful.
What's not beautiful? What did she do? No, it's always...
She turned herself into Michael. She didn't cut her nose up. She just didn't go as far as him.
Yeah.
She didn't did her nose where you can't barely breathe. Probably got a stick of straw in that motherfucker. I mean, she was beautiful when she first came out. She's not ugly now at all.
So do you feel like it's okay for them to get a little bit and just not go overboard?
Yes. I'm all for, like, people enhancing themselves. I always said, if you want a nose job, get your nose job. But don't get the motherfucker till it fall off and you can't breathe. Then you done botch yourself. Now you sticking straws in there just to get some fresh air. Mouth dry as fuck because you breathing out your mouth. That's where I have a problem with it. Maybe after the first nose job, maybe even the second one, but you keep going. And you can tell she's had a nose job.
She's had a few ones, but she still has those beautiful high cheekbones.
Yeah, that she probably got some fillers put in.
No, she's always had very high cheekbones.
Yeah, she's always been beautiful, but yeah.
She's always had very high cheekbones and a big wide smile. The nose is just getting smaller, so it makes the cheeks look bigger, but they're not the same.
So I'm not taking that she's not beautiful. I just think that people need to stop before they get botched.
What if you get botched on the first time and you got to go back?
Then you got to get it fixed. If you get botched on the first time, you got to get fixed. That's different. But if you get it done and it look all right, and then you're like, oh, I want to go smaller. Then you go smaller. Then you want to go even smaller, and then you on botch. You can't breathe. I seen it. I done seen it happen many times. So, you know, shout out to Janet Jackson. We share the same birthday. Or shall I say I share her.
So this your twin and you talking cold on her?
I ain't talking cold on her. I'm saying she should have stopped with the nose job. She's a beautiful woman. Well, luckily she stopped now. This is something she probably made a decision in her younger days. But yeah, her birthday is the same as mine. Or mine is the same as hers.
I love you, Demeter Joe. Fuck with Missy talking
Demeter.
About.
You know what I'm talking about? Class act.
Oh, my God.
You don't want to cut my frog. Okay. Okay.
So, what Megan Thee Stallion line do you just bust out and say in any minute?
You say
I'm a Vanessa and I'm a fly dresser. Because that's a true fucking statement.
And then I like send them a pic of somebody else's titties. And then
it's
I'm
gonna
Vanessa
be,
and I'm a fly dresser.
It's going to be her titties.
Yep. No, not mine. Girl, not mine. Unless it's to my husband.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
And that's even still in the ball. I got little boy titties now.
Damn, I got the same size titties as you, so we little niggas now.
Well, you ain't breastfed two kids that wanted to suck them till they was flat.
I done lost enough weight to where they flat.
Yeah, mine got sucked.
Shout out to Victoria's Secret for always coming through with the Body by Victoria bra.
I'm telling you, they
get you one.
They be looking so plump
ladies,
in the bra.
Get you a Body by Victoria. Get you one of them bras. I'm telling you.
Better get you one.
You better get you one, girl.
Period.
She irritated me. So, Miss is a boss. I thought I told y'all this before. My nigga just got two cars today.
I sold one to get two.
She sold one to get two, which is a very smart decision. You know what I'm saying? Tell them about your interesting experience that you had as a car buyer today.
Well, you go, they give you an offer. So I'm like, cool, I know what they gonna give me. I'm about to walk around and see if I get something else. They tried to hit me over the head for something else. I was like, no, I told you what my price range was. Okay. So I talk them down to what I'm willing to pay. We get back there to sign the motherfucking paperwork. They start talking about warranties and shit under 32,000 miles and shit. I'm like, oh, cool. Okay, cool. Why they was trying to hit me for $4,000-something dollars? So, I done got the car from your ass. Then you trying to take $4,000-something more dollars from me to get a warranty. I was like, nah, I'm good. Something go wrong, I'm good. They tell me, well, you do realize that after 30 days, if something goes wrong, that'll come out
and
your
check. And
that's
when they be sending motherfuckers to wrecking to your shit.
Yeah, and I'm like, I got full coverage insurance, baby. Something go wrong, I'm going to get another one. Like, quit playing with me. They be, like, hustling people. It's all hustle. Then they try to hit you up something high just to see if you gonna go for it. And some people go for it, but I'm not going. I'm not. They got this hustle game on. Strong know how they hustle you. Then they try to hit me with the low ball. Like, yeah, you know, if you wreck, that's all on you. You know, you might be paying $2,000, $3,000 to replace an engine. I'm thinking, fuck you mean I'm not replacing an engine? The fuck? I'm going to get a different car. So, yeah, they hustle. Have you ever had a situation where they be trying to do that? Even just in life? Period?
Many times. People love to try to hustle people, but you can't hustle the hustler.
Exactly.
You can't and you ain't. Okay. Yeah.
Now, a few times, somebody did get over me. I remember One time I was in the parking lot. You know how motherfuckers try to come up selling jewelry and whatnot. They hit me with a little low price. Like, hey, I got this Cuban link chain, $50, right? I'm like, that shit ain't real. They like, yeah, it is. You know, they pull out the joint, show me the little 14K on the necklace and shit. They like, it's real. It's all shiny and shit. Okay. I give them their little 50 for the necklace. I'm wearing it, you know, thinking I'm bling bling. And one day I'm like, shit, I need some money. I better go get a loan at the pawn shop. I went in there. They took the little magnet. Bing! Motherfucker, connect real quick. Mm-hmm. She was like, yeah, when you're buying jewelry off the street, you might as well have a magnet. Or if it's too shiny, don't get it. So I got hussed with that one. He just got $50 up off of Nick.
Damn, he got you for the 50.
And this happened a while ago, and I ain't gonna lie, I found that Cuban link in my, the reason why I thought about it, I found that motherfucker in my glove department of the car I just sold today when I was cleaning it out. And I got hussed again all over again. I was like, what the fuck?
You got mad.
When this motherfucker come in here?
That was for real.
Whose motherfucking necklace is this?
Were you cleaning that motherfucker?
Yeah,
you thought it was real?
Who necklace is this? I better go pawn that shit again. Clink, clink. No, this is not real, ma'am. Long story short, it's in my wallet. I'm going to give it to my kid to take pictures in it tomorrow. I'm put it on her neck. Bling, bling. She's 6. She going to be like, yeah.
She thought she was paying $50 for a Cuban link.
I was like, shit, I thought that motherfucker stole it. I thought I was buying some hot shit. $50 wasn't shit at that time. Like, hot shit. Give me that shit. It was too good to be true. I got hustled, y'all.
Do the hustle.
Now, speaking of hustles, so what about this elixir pics that's going around, like the shave room and other motherfuckers showing, like, yeah, I'm fat today, and a week later, I got abs if you just drink this shaker, you know?
I think it's some drops.
Whatever. Drop this in your tongue.
Like, 10 drops under your tongue before every meal.
See, what's going to be happening is people going to be shitting like a motherfucker, and they might lose all that bloatiness, but you're not going to have no abs.
They
abs
be having straight curves, like.
Yeah, like, so all that fat just went away and you got curves.
That's most definitely a hustle.
That's how you know it's Photoshop. That's like me. I done lost probably in the last 2 years, probably almost 100 pounds, maybe 100. I ain't curvy. I wasn't curvy before then. I got a slight curve. So 100 pounds ain't giving no curve.
You did get a booty, though. You did.
Yeah, that came. And that's still minor. But I ain't just going from, you know, me to Nikki. You know? Fuck no. It's hus. Don't believe it. I haven't seen a video with Jada Blue. From she used to be on Black Ink Crew New York.
Mm-hmm.
She put a video up and she had the little powder in her hand and she was like, this is not your normal advertisement. Don't buy this shit. It is a fucking lie. And if you want to lose weight, go to the gym. That's exactly what she said. So, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
She said, speaking of a hustle.
Telling you. Straight hustle.
Another hustle is don't fucking sell me no 6-inch eyelashes.
They want you to fly away.
It ain't even that I'm going to fly away. You know how sometimes if you be out or whatever and your, like, the inside of your lash start getting loose, like.
And it lifted
that up. That motherfucker lifted up or poking you in your eye is not.
And
is
that
not
poke
right.
Make it so irritating that when you pull it off, you really, when you put it back on, your eyes watering and shit. Then it won't want to stick. Yeah.
Yeah, it's a whole fucking joke. Like,
Wish.com is a joke. You think you're getting a bundle, you getting a track.
And it's going to take 6 months to come.
And, motherfucker, some of that, what is that one? Is that AliExpress? My niece called herself ordering a 6-little bag thing. I think that's what it's called. 6-little bag shit, right? Why she get the motherfucking bags and they... Girl, they looked at all leather and shit on the internet. Literally, she got that shit, and it was worse than, like, a little Family Dollar bag. Like, it wasn't even no shit that some kids are running around in.
Wow.
Then she had nerves to wear it. The strap popped on the first day. I was like, see, that now that's hus.
That's
right.
A hus. You straight like that. That's funny. So, we do have a serious topic for the second half of our show. And, you know, I feel like it's something that's very obvious, but it doesn't get spoke on. So we just gonna speak on it tonight. It's about police brutality on females. You feel me? I can count maybe about 3 or 4 times when I have been assaulted by police officers. 3 out of the 4 times I, you know, put my hands on them, but it's only because I went into fucking defense mode. You know what I'm saying? I don't feel like if you are a grown man, you should be handling a female like she's a man. Period.
At all. I haven't been, assaulted, but I have been harassed and followed by police officers.
Yeah, I mean, I've been literally choke slammed on the back of a car, got my goddamn hair pulled, got thrown out. Recently, Melissa was there to witness that I will steal on the motherfucker. I don't care.
Shit was crazy. Like, real crazy.
It really was crazy, and I'm just like, why the fuck do you feel like you have to handle me? Like, manhandle me. Like, motherfuckers try to put your girl in a chokehold. And I got up out that shit UFC style, nigga. What you thought this was?
First of all, they was dragging you out of that motherfucker. They all rough. They holding your arms all tight. And I'm like, what? Why the fuck are y'all grabbing her that way? Why y'all touch? They like, you can get the fuck out too. Start grabbing my arm and shit, so I'll snatch away. No, at this point, they slamming her on the wall and shit. She was like, get the fuck off of me. They didn't put her in the head like this. She asked the officer, like, can you walk me to the car? Can you, you know, walk me to the car? I'm clearly under the influence. Why this motherfucker throw her to the ground and
put handcuffs on me, on your girl?
No, before they threw you to the ground.
They threw me outside first. Got the Uncle Phil treatment first.
Yeah.
Because I was punching them, swinging on the way out the door. Like, don't fucking touch me. So they gave me the Uncle Phil treatment. But they opened the door, threw me out. Mm-hmm. I was reaching for the nigga to get pulled up. He felt like when I was pulling to get up, like I was trying to snatch him.
Yeah.
That's why he did
and
that.
And then, but when he tried to put you in the handcuffs, you started fighting, doing a little wraparound, and you punched the nigga. He was like, oh,
left
fuck
and not overhand right.
You're really going to jail now. You under arrest. And my whole tone changed.
Nigga, mine too. I'm like, nah, I can't do that. I cannot go to jail. I'm gonna lose my job.
He was like, I'm a lawyer. I was like, please don't arrest my friend, officer. She's inebriated all dry. Please, she didn't mean it.
They walked me to the car and shit, the cool ones. The little bitch ass one stayed back. See, that's one thing about bitch ass niggas.
Then one of them called you by your name.
Yeah,
he
did.
And here she go, you got a lady. You got a woman. He was like, yes. Are you single? No. She trying to lay her mat game down. Whole time, I'm inebriated too. I'm up here walking straight, like, walk this line, hardest line I ever had to walk. Because shit, if she get arrested and they say I can't drive home,
I was
home,
just
what
trying to lighten the mood because I would never fuck with the police.
I know.
I was just trying to be funny.
Girl.
Like, oh, she funny. Instead of take these fucking handcuffs off me, shit, I had to get walked to the car in handcuffs.
And mind you, we was getting fucked up. We had drugs. Almost a half of that fifth of Remy before we got there.
Yeah.
Then we was in there drinking more Remy. And then that damn, what's that, Duce came.
Then we went outside and was drinking Remy too. Well, I filled my cup up again.
And I didn't even finish my cup. I think I threw that. I left it on the table where we went. I left it on that table.
Yeah.
Because I was like, no, I don't need no more. I was fucked up.
Yeah, that's not the first time I've been brutalized in college, and I talked real bad to him.
Oh, yeah, I lied. Hold on, we did get manhandled and put in handcuffs.
Mm-hmm.
Your daddy friend.
Yeah.
Talking about if it wasn't Halloween, I would think y'all was the ignorant niggas. Y'all was dressed like, oh, we was doing the fool. I do remember that. He had us in handcuffs.
Yes.
Didn't he?
Mm-hmm.
And we was talking shit like, nigga, fuck you, nigga. We don't give a fuck about the police.
Spitting and shit. I don't give a fuck.
We was dressed like dudes for Halloween.
Oh, no. We really took on that hoe.
I did get brutalized by the police before. That was the only time. No, that totally.
But it happened to me at Grambling, too.
Why did they drag us down the steps? Or what happened with Ed Langston?
They didn't drag us. Oh,
we ran down the steps. Okay, we ran down the steps.
And the only reason why we
we got caught because I was trying to go back for fucking Mallory, bro. Me and you had already left.
Then here it go.
Oh, me and Missy was out of there, y'all. Y'all don't understand.
We was about to get in the car and gone, so I said calling the police.
And we would have never fucking went back.
With her ass. And then we was drunk. Crying and shit. We were so mad. We wasn't crying sad. We was mad crying. Tears coming down like, yeah, nigga, fuck you.
And then we still went to the party.
Yep, because he let us go.
Yeah.
I think but it's because he knew
day,
your daddy.
The next day is what got it cracking. The when actual
was,
fight.
When we was locked out of our house.
Yes. Yeah.
My mama wrote a nice letter. That bitch ended up getting fired for that shit. She was not there when I went back to visit the next semester. She was gone.
Yeah, because snitches get stitches.
I ain't talking about the one who snitched. I'm talking about the lady over the house at Miss Mayberry.
Just snitches get stitches.
Oh, yeah.
And get spit on.
Girl, she followed me on Facebook.
Yeah. Ugh. She's a police officer.
She is?
That's what I thought.
I don't know what the fuck she is, because I don't really follow her like that.
Snitch. We could have stayed another year.
How she going to do this shit with us then, snitch?
Right. Smoking, drinking with us, then going to go get the police, because
she was paranoid.
Ooh, she was... Mm-mm-mm.
That's the worst kind of bitch to be. Worst kind of snitch. You done did the crime with me, then you going to immediately go tell.
I couldn't believe that shit. She made me so mad. Had my niggas kicked out the room. I just start pushing that bitch. Like, bitch, fuck you. Then the track coach was like, I want them out of here. Like, fuck you too. Yeah,
they
you probably fucking
out.
Her.
And my mama wrote a letter and was like, you know, you got my daughter out there hours away from home. You know, she lives out there and you locking her out of her apartment. Like, that night I was back in my apartment.
To the point where I literally was outside in the towel. To the point where
you got out the shower.
I was about to get in the shower. So I turned the shower on. Got undressed, put the towel. Yeah, you're right. I got out the shower. And by the time I got out the shower, my fucking room was locked.
Yep. See, I was locked out of my apartment. Like, I couldn't get in. Like, nothing. And by that night, I was back in my room. But, yep. And then at the end of the semester, my mama came up there to talk to the dean, and he was very smug. So, my mama temper is short, so she started getting ignorant. Like, you faggot motherfucker.
Yeah,
started
like
talking
that.
Reckless to his ass. Then she said, come on, Missy. We better go find this bitch. You better beat her ass.
That's
we couldn't find
thing
her nowhere.
My mama said, and I did see that bitch.
We couldn't find. Yeah, I remember what you did.
She said, you got 5 minutes and we going home.
I didn't see her, but she spit on the bitch. Ultimate sign of disrespect.
Yep. Waited till she turned around so it can hit her right between her. Pow! Right in the kisser.
Yep. But yep, I didn't see her. Then she ended up apologizing the next year. Whatever.
She was a fucking lame.
I found my purpose to why I went there, and that was it.
Yeah, and the purpose still stands. Shout out to you finding your husband at Langston.
Yep, that's why I probably was meant to go there. Then I found you there.
Yeah.
Yep.
You did.
That's about it, you know.
Used to be in that station wagon. Get
right,
it.
And that motherfucker still parked in the driveway.
Man.
It didn't had his years. I probably should have bought an engine for that one. I ain't buying no engine for that old ass motherfucker. Smell like hot weed and cigarettes now.
Oh my goodness. But yeah, I just feel like, you know, that was a pretty cool show. Is there anything else you wanted to talk about?
I mean, I don't know. I mean, I could talk about when I got harassed.
Yeah.
I used to talk bad to the police. Now you can't do that because they'll shoot you. Day and age, people shoot. Like,
yeah, shoot.
Here back a few years
Thank God, one of the police officers knew who I was. And I was able to make it home safely because, whoa.
Right.
I just, sometimes when I go into defense mode, I'm just ready to fight. I just want to swing. I don't care. You bleed and you do shit like that. Like, I'm not scared of the police. They've always been negative authority figures in my life, so I don't respect them, especially when doing shit like that. Y'all already didn't see me get the Uncle Phil treatment outside as a female. Y'all should have been like, where's your car at? Let me walk you to your car. Instead of trying to do all that other shit, like, come on, bro.
Right. Mm-hmm. I learned at a young age that I didn't fuck with the police, just on how they used to treat my brother.
Yeah.
So at a young age, I didn't fuck with them, and that's probably why the lack of respect was there, especially when I'm getting harassed. Like, years ago, before I even had a kid, I was watching one of my friend's kids, little mixed baby, and me and my then boyfriend was riding down the street. Next thing I know, oh, beep, beep, getting pulled over. So he pulls up, and the first thing I say is, he talk about, good morning, ma'am. I said, why did you pull me over? He was like, well, it was a robbery in the area, and it's a car that fits your description. Same bullshit line they always got. So I said, no, you're fucking lying. You pulled me over because you wonder why these two niggas is in the car with this white baby in the back seat. I was like, that's why the fuck you pulled me over. I was like, what the fuck is your name? Because at this point, I'm hostile. I done had a bad morning already. You on some bullshit. Okay, so he get our names and shit. He pulled the passenger, not even going to say who the fuck that is, and pulled his information. He come back up, and I'm on his head. I was like, nah, fuck you. Fuck all that shit. I don't want to talk to you about nothing. So he tell him to step out the car. And he's like, you know, I ain't even going to arrest you, but you do got a warrant, but it's from her. You know what I'm saying? Like, from a domestic disturbance, that he had some shit. So he trying to whisper, like, I didn't know. Like, fuck yeah, I had a restraining order against him, and it turned into a warrant. Like, okay. And now we riding together. Okay, you ain't telling that nigga shit. He about to hop right back in the car with me.
Oh, the right.
You know what I'm saying? Long story short, he didn't even give me a ticket. He didn't give me a ticket, and I talked so bad to him, but in this day and age, he probably would have told me to step out the fucking car and all this, because I told that motherfucker, fuck him. No, fuck you. That ain't why you pulled us over. He didn't, ma'am, ma'am. Like, no, fuck that. And that happened more than once. I done had situations where they tell me that same story, and maybe that's why I was so hostile with him, because it had happened before.
Mm. So, well, I know when it happened to me at Grambling, the dude that was, you know, rough handling me, I'm like, where is the female police officer? Like, you trying to search me and shit?
Yeah, they're not
like,
even supposed to search you without a female.
Don't fucking touch me. Like, what the fuck? I'm like, you probably put your hands on your wife, huh?
Yeah.
Where your daughter at so I can send a nigga to go smack her around and shit? Like, literally pulling my hair, slamming my face on the back of the car and shit.
Fuck no.
Like, all type of shit. But...
Yeah.
I ain't gonna get into how, but yeah.
My situation's be different.
Some real gangster shit.
One time I got pulled over with my baby in the car when Cassie was a baby.
Yeah.
And they pulled me up. And I knew they was going to pull me up because they was following me for too long. I was taking back streets trying to get back to the VA to go see my mother in the hospital. And I'm taking back streets, you know. Next thing I know, this is when I was in my Apollo. Shit registered and everything. I kindly asked him, when he asked me for my license registration, I said, why did you pull me over, officer? And he gave me the same bullshit line. It's a robbery in the area and your car fit the description. So this time I played along. I gave him the ID, and the black cop come up, and I was like, so why the fuck y'all pull me over? He was like, yeah, he said it was a car in the description. I was like, no, it's not. I was like, and y'all don't have no fucking right to pull me over. So this time, I'm all right again. He was like, well, you know it's illegal to walk around with a rear view mirror down because my baby daddy had knocked my rear view mirror down. Okay. I said, do you know you couldn't fucking see that shit through my dark ass tent in the back? Why the white cop walked up, gave me my license and registration back and told me I can go?
Why the nigga was standing there?
Yeah, the nigga was the one arguing. He gonna tell me, do you know it's illegal to walk? He even told me it's illegal to ride around with my headphones in my ear. Because I pulled one out to him, like, so y'all fucking around. You just trying to find a reason. And when I get irate, white cop just, like, let her go. My mama laughed so hard when I told him when he said something about the rearview mirror. Because he couldn't see that. You remember the Impala? Mm-hmm. My back windows was dark as fuck. They probably might have been illegal on the back part. The front part was you could see it, but the back part was really dark. There's no way he seen that my rearview mirror wasn't there.
Until he was up there.
So what you mean is illegal? Don't you know you couldn't fucking see that shit? Like, yep. But now I'm a much more toned down.
But we know that the police is the biggest game there is.
Yep.
Not the Crips, not the Bloods, but the police.
Yep.
They even got a lot of KKK members.
I was just thinking that. The Ku Klux Klan. Mm-hmm. Just like judges. A lot of them be judges and politicians.
Of course.
Yep.
Locking us up and shit.
For nothing.
For not a damn thing. But it's cool. We know what's going on. Because we know what the government is capable of.
Yep. And now they getting away with killing motherfuckers just for asking, what did I do? I seen a video where a dude was like, what did I do? But this dude was real crazy. You might have seen the video. I think we talked about it in an earlier show. This man, he got pulled over. They said he was doing over 100 on the highway and his kids was in the back. So initially he got pulled up for speeding, but then the cop said it was child endangerment. We didn't see that part in the video. Only thing we seen was the dude asking why he got arrested, and the dude was like, I told you why you getting arrested. He was like, no the fuck you didn't, and all that. So the dude went to put the handcuffs on, don't you know the black dude turned around and was pushing him and everything, like, and the woman who was recording it was like, stop, just go along with what he telling you, because dude pulled out the taser instead of the gun. But once he pulled out the taser, she was like, so you gonna tase him? Well, backup pull up, and backup wasn't playing no games. This man hopped out the car. The dude was like, yeah, I'm glad you're here. Why he grabbed that motherfucker, turned him around, slammed him on the motherfucker thing, put the motherfucker cuffs on him, slammed him on the ground. Like, he was real rough at this point. So when I first seen it, I got mad. But when I did my research and went back, come to find out, the officer did tell him why he was being pulled over. He told him he was being arrested for child endangerment because he was going way too fast to have a child in the back. Mm-hmm. But the video, when the woman started recording, only caught him asking him why he got pulled over, and the cop saying, I already told you. So in that case, the cop really wasn't in the wrong, but he was mad aggressive, and luckily that cop didn't pull out a gun, he just pulled out the taser. And he didn't even taser his ass. So yeah, crazy shit. I was mad at the motherfucker when I first seen that until I found out what happened. Like, oh nah, he lucky he didn't get tased. Shit. The fuck?
They be ready to get a motherfucker down.
They be ready. Then the backup wasn't playing. He hopped out the car. He didn't even greet the motherfucker. The dude, like, he happy back up there thinking somebody was going to be on his team. Nope. You getting slammed. Rough house. And here go the woman. Why you got to do him like that?
That's me.
That was me the other day.
The last time I witnessed that was me. Why?
I was like,
why are you going to jail?
Why girl like that? He thought he was going to grab me like that. Nope, not today. Mm-mm-mm. Oh, yeah, well, that was a good story, Tom.
It was. Coming up next is The Quiet Storm. Since Michael Jackson was in our show today, we're going to take it back to that Thriller album.
Nah, bump that. We about to get ratchet tonight. Play some Act Up. You could get slashed up in some 99 in the 2000.
This bitch done too many years fucking up my Quiet Storm set. She need to get her own set.
This is the second time I done fucked up that Quiet Storm set.
I don't like that. Because that's my thing. Well, if you gonna... Okay, let's start over. Go ahead.
I'm not doing it.
You sounded good.
We getting ratchet.
You are now listening to Messy Mac Radio.